Hey baby, how are you? Yeah, I'm fine too. How was your day? Good? Well, the days are really long without you. I miss you so much. I know you do too. Yeah, we will get through this. I know it's just a matter of time, but I still miss you. Like, a lot. Where am I? Well, I'm in bed. It's 11 p.m. here. I know, time zones suck. I bet you are regretting not asking me to move in with you now. We could have quarantined together. You know I'm kidding. I know it was too soon, but I was really looking forward to you coming over for Easter. You know, eating chocolate eggs and other things in bed. I make a really cute bunny, you know. And I can't stop thinking of how it would be to live with you. Oh, you would get on my nerves for sure. But you know, to wrap myself around your warm body and drift to sleep while you are gently stroking my hair would be heavenly. Our bodies tangled as one. And to wake up next to you every morning. Stop it. I don't have morning breath. You are not taking me seriously. You can't see it, but I'm pouting right now. Yes, I love you too. And yes, I know you are just teasing me. You know, earlier I was taking a bath. Yes, boiling hot and with lots of bubbles. You know me so well. Anyway, as I was soaking in the tub, I started to daydream. My hands wandering on my body, caressing my soapy breast, playing with my nipples until my hands reach between my thighs. Do you want to hear more, baby? I thought you would. You know, if you want to stroke yourself while I tell you all about my fantasy, I won't stop you. I love to listen to you moan. Yes, go ahead. Take out that beautiful cock of yours. In my fantasy, I'm getting out of the bath. The foam is sliding from my breasts, my ass. I am soaking wet. You are standing in the frame of the door, smiling, relaxed, happy. I know you've been watching for a while, in silence. You don't budge. Your eyes are locked on my body. As I reach for a towel and start drying myself off, I stand in front of the sink, my skin dry enough to start lathering my favorite cream on my body. I watch you in the mirror and smile back at you. I massage it on my legs first, ankles to knees. I know how exposed I am as you are standing behind me. I apply it slowly. I know you enjoy the view. I spend some time on my voluptuous thighs and ass cheeks, making sure every inch is covered in that delicious vanilla scent. I take some more on my fingers and rub my shoulders and arms, finishing with my breast. I let out a little moan as my palm rubs against my nipples. You shift from one foot to the other. I reach out for my underwear, a simple grey cotton thong and matching tank top. You can see how hard my nipples are as I slide it over my head. I adjust my tongue, and I can see you moving towards me. My hands are gripping the sink. You are behind me now, still looking straight at each other in the mirror. None of us say anything. It's like we can read each other's minds. I pull down my tongue and smile, letting you know I want it just as much as you do. You start kissing my neck, your hands eager to go up and down my body, more kisses on my shoulder blades, down my spine, the small of my back. I can feel your breathing harder, desire building. You kiss your way back up as your right hand slides between my thighs. Fuck. Your finger teasing my clit until you realize how wet I already am for you. As your finger disappears into my wet cunt, I moan your name. I can feel your body pressing into mine and your breath on my neck. You slide in another finger and start moving them in and out at a faster pace now. I want you so bad. My hands let go of the sink and reach from behind to pull down your boxer briefs. I can feel how hard you are, twitching against my ass. I can't take it anymore. I need you inside me. You know it. You kiss my neck again and whisper in my ear. Bend over because I want to fuck you. I can see how hungry you are for this too. We could take this slow, but we both need this too much. You are rubbing your cock between my wet lips. You push your hips forward and I push back into you. I close my eyes and let out a loud moan as your hard cock slides all the way in. We stay like that for a brief moment. I almost come from just the sensation of being filled in by you. I open my eyes and I know you need to fuck me. I barely let out a yes and you start fucking me. A couple of slow strokes, but you want more. You grab my arms up by my shoulders and start thrusting into me faster. Oh, fuck, baby. I know it won't last long for the both of us, and it's fine. You reach around me and grab my tits. You tell me how good they feel in your hands as you are fucking back into me. you'll tell me to look in the mirror and see how sexy I am. I can feel you are ready to come. You tell me again how gorgeous I am. I am so close. I want to close my eyes, but you tell me to keep watching you in the mirror. We are both lost in pleasure. No moaning and begging each other to come. It sounds almost like chanting. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Oh, come for me deep inside me. Oh, baby. Oh. Your hands let go of my tits and grab my hips. I know you are going to mark me. I am ready. Oh, come for me. Come inside me. Yes, fuck. Oh. I can feel your fingers sticking hard in my hips as you orgasm. You hold me tight against you as you come to make sure I get every last drop of you. Oh. I can feel your cock twitching as I slowly come down from my own orgasm. I want to collapse on the floor, but I don't want to let go of your cock. We are both panting. You pull out gently, and I already feel empty. I turn around to face you. You kiss me and gently whisper, "Living together was the best decision we ever made. I love you, sweetheart." Babe, are you still there? Babe, there you are. You dropped your phone. You are so clumsy. Oh, I could hear how much you enjoyed that, my little fantasy. You came so hard for me. What? Are you serious? You want me to move in as soon as the lockdown is over? I really wonder what made you change your mind. I love you, baby.